at the far end of town where the griggle grass grows, and the wind smells slow and sour when it blows, and no birds ever sing, excepting old crows, is the street of the Lifted Lorax. And deep in the griggle grass, some people say, if you look deep enough, you can still see today where the Lorax once stood just as long as it could before somebody lifted the Lorax away. What was the Lorax? And why was it there? And why was it lifted and taken somewhere from the far end of town where the griggle grass grows? The old Onceler still lives here. Ask him. He knows. You won't see the Onceler. Don't knock at his door. He stays in his lurkum on top of his store. He stays in his lurkum cold under the floor where he makes his own clothes out of miff-muffered moof. And on special dank midnights in August, he peeks out of the shutters, and sometimes he speaks and tells how the Lorax was lifted away. He'll tell you, perhaps, if you're willing to pay.